V. Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian a little weaker now, Category 2. The storms move 30 miles in 30 hours, giving it time to do catastrophic damage to the Bahamas. Dorian's expected to get dangerously close to the Florida coast tonight into tomorrow.
You know, it's painfully slow, then hopefully we'll all skirt out of it.
She's in Boca Raton. Dorian's current track has it coming closer to the Carolina coast as it moves north. At least 5 people have died in the Bahamas, with a lot more missing. A member of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party defects, leaving him without a majority and in a weaker position to lead the UK out of the European Union. Vice President Mike Pence says in Dublin, Ireland,
when Brexit is complete, the United States will have a new free trade agreement with the United Kingdom. And so, too, we hope to have your continued support as we negotiate a new trade deal with the European Union.
America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to monitor extremely powerful Dorian near the Florida coast, our weather pattern is quiet for the next several days. Hot day today with a high around 95, heat index near 100, sunshine dry, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday too, high temperatures in the middle 90s each day, rain chances just about zero through the end of the week and the weekend, and we could be in the upper 90s by Sunday. Stay on top of the latest information on Hurricane Dorian by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Maxwell Air Force Base is a staging area for FEMA ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Maxwell is serving as an incident support base. The base has already received trailers of food, water, and other supplies that FEMA may use after the hurricane passes. The American Red Cross is using Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery to prepare for the response to Hurricane Dorian. Workers and volunteers will put together comfort and cleanup kits to deliver to people in the path of the hurricane today. And Alabama State University and Tuskegee University are excited for the Labor Day Classic this weekend. ASU is hosting a number of events leading up to the big game. The week begins with a day of service at Montgomery Salvation Army and a community block party outside the ASU stadium. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 7 minutes after 11 o'clock.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
Right place at the wrong time. You bought the house. It was just the mortgage rates were too high at the time. Now you got to bring them back down.
That's right,
because
Aaron.
Now you're at the right place at the right time.
Right time. That's right.
Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage will tell you exactly how to do that.
Baron.
Yes, ma'am.
Refinance applications have accelerated.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost call it a boom. I mean, again, with the rates as low as they are. And let's talk about the reasons you would refinance.
Mm-hmm.
First, to lower your rate. I mean, let's say that if you lower your rate by 1%,
mm-hmm.
that would save you... I've already done the numbers. That would save you $17,428 on a 15-year.
1%.
1%.
All right.
15 to 15, apples to apples.
All right.
On a 30-year, it would save you $33,580.
Okay.
On an average loan amount,
right.
$200,000. Okay? 1% reduction is $33,000.
$33,000.
That's a brand new car. I mean, yeah, but think about how, invest.
Just handing you money. Yeah, invest it over time. Yeah, it could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely. The second reason people refinance is to go from an ARM to a fixed.
An ARM is what? Tell people what an ARM is.
That's an adjustable rate mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, adjustable rates are very, very appealing when the rates are down. But
they snap back at some point.
That's right. Yeah. When as the rates go up, well, so does that adjustable rate. So just the security of knowing that your payment on your mortgage will not go up,
right.
You know. And then third, a lot of people refinance to simply lower their payment and build equity faster. Lower rate,
right.
Lower payment,
right.
Build equity faster. Fourth, we've got cash out.
Yeah.
Cash out to whatever the need may be, college. Pay down some debt.
Right.
Absolutely.
You're paying 25% on credit cards and you can get rid of it.
Put that under one umbrella of low interest. And then, again, your savings, your interest charges go down. More money in your pocket at the end of the day. And then lastly, people refinance to shorten the term on their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
To have it paid off sooner. To meet a goal, or just simply lower your rate, pull your term back, and you know that in 15 years, 11 years, and again, we can set up any term. We don't just have your stock 10, 15, 20, and 30.
You can do 27.
I can do 27.
Do 19.
19. Absolutely.
Any other numbers? Jack, you want to throw a prime number out here? How about 17?
No, I can't throw out a prime number.
23?
23 years. Jack probably thought of this years ago, and he's got his mortgage paid off. He shortened his term.
You still have a mortgage, Jack, or is it paid off?
I don't want to discuss that.
Okay, my bad.
I can look at him and tell he doesn't have a mortgage.
I don't want to have a mortgage when I'm...
he just got power bills.
What are you, 58, Jack? 60?
48.
How old are you? 62. 63. I don't want to have a mortgage.
53.
Yeah. I don't want to have a mortgage when I'm 63.
I'm 63. I'll be 64 in December. I inherited a house. It's paid for.
I
owned it with someone, and I had to buy her out.
I'm 5'10". I weigh 193 pounds. Well, Jack, that's I didn't ask you a whole nice story. I just wondered if you needed to refinance right now. Rachel,
no,
record
the answer,
low.
The answer would be no.
That's all you had to say.
And I don't record even call rates. Her, so she didn't have to say, nah, you don't need it.
Yeah. But if he had a mortgage.
Yeah. Now would be the time.
Well, what if I wanted to have one?
You could get some cash. You got equity in that house.
Yeah.
Paid off.
You darn tootin'. But he doesn't have anything to do with that money, probably. Nothing to pay off because he pays for everything at point of sale.
How about that?
But, Jack, would you call Alabama Home Mortgage if you had
one? Oh, my God. 567-4223. It's on my speed dial.
And it should be on your speed dial.
Of course, you refuse to give me your cell number, but that's all right.
That's just not true. I think all of my customers have my cell phone number because they sure do call or text me when they need me, and that's part of it. I like being here for them.
What, what's the future look like? Do we even know, like, where are things going in the future? We just know right now we're near record lows. But we don't know 6 months, a year from now what's going to happen.
No, of course not. Yeah. Like I said, if I was clairvoyant, I wouldn't be doing that.
That would be my drag name, clairvoyant.
What do you mean, would be?
No.
Clairvoyant.
No, I'm Hawaiian. It's coming on one lay is my name now. Jack.
La clairvoyant. La.
You got to add a French flair to that, Jack. La clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant has no mortgage.
Well, I mean, what do you think the economy's like really good now?
I think it's really good right now.
Right now.
Absolutely.
Better than it's been in a long...
Absolutely.
Are you getting new home purchases in?
Absolutely.
People still buying houses?
Absolutely. But, that softened a bit, and it normally does around this time of year. Everybody, you know, there was a mad rush to get closed before school started.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So then the following month, September, is kind of, you know, in the purchase market. But there's a lot of still great, great deals out there as far as buying and selling. I mean, but the appreciation is accelerated.
Yeah. Well, I wondered about that because I feel like everybody who wanted to buy a house in the last 5 years has. I mean, eventually there's... I guess people start buying another house, I guess. I just wonder if at some point the American home market has to cool off a little, maybe.
It will have to.
Just because once everybody buys a house, who's left to buy houses?
What is that, the law of what? Physics? What goes up has got to go down?
Yeah.
I mean, it does.
It has to at some point. I mean, you'd think it would have to cool off at some point a little bit.
It will. Over the 20...
Well, the Democrats are sure going to try to make it happen before
they'll try to wreck everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do politics really weigh into anything you guys
yes.
do? Do they?
Yes.
Why? Just because you want a good, stable economy? And
well, you don't know what's... Yeah, you know, all the regulation that took place prior to...
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
It makes it easier to get, more affordable, too.
Yeah. How about that? You got folks working there right now? You heading
right
to the office?
They're waiting right now. And Barron.
Yes.
I've got to say, one thing that's really, 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 really hot, and I mean, if they've purchased in the last year, I just had a customer, a veteran, purchased his home 8 months ago, okay? He is lowering his rate from 8 months ago by 1.3%.
Woo!
By the VA IRL. Remember, that's a...
Yeah. Interest reduction loan?
Interest rate reduction loan.
Yeah,
absolutely. Lowering his rate... Lowering his payment.
And they don't have to get appraisals and all
that? No appraisal. No, you'd only get a mortgage credit report. Don't even need income documentation.
You just walk in there and knock it out.
You just pick up the phone and give me a call. Have it ready for you. And email it out.
Those are existing VA loans.
If you currently have a VA loan, it's worth your 5 minutes to pick up the phone and give us a call and let us run the numbers. And
could save you $1,000 a year.
It will.
It will.
And over a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know.
Interest rate reduction loan, if you have an existing VA loan, just call her, 567-4223, just sign a couple pieces of paper and your rate goes down.
That's right. It's just
that easy.
It really is.
You don't have to sit around and wait on an appraisal.
None
you don't have
that.
To wait on somebody walking through your house with those little measuring wheels.
Measuring
wheels. Had that. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
They walk it off. Mm. All right, so 24.2 feet here, pal. I got to be careful. The guy who did my appraisal listens.
Well, absolutely.
Because he walked in, he's like, wait a minute. I know you.
Yeah. I think all of our appraisers listen to you.
Well, they should, because who listens?
Everybody.
Everybody. Well, everybody needs to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call. You hear me? Today.
567-4223. Absolutely no reason for you to escape today without having called. 567-4223. You can check her out online if you're afraid of the phone. ALAHomeMortgage.com. Check out the Blink link. Fill out your application. Then she'll give you a call. Tell y'all the money you could be saving.
Absolutely.
Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, gentlemen.
16 after. We'll be back.
Started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what your mama saw. It was against the law. Who the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on U.S. 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard and Associates, Inc. Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
Holy macro! Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow! And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it, or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Guys, 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. Got Dave Mowry, Jack Campbell in the studio. Baron Coleman here with you. A trio that is with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis from 9 a.m. to noon. Well, Monday through Friday. We're not here on Saturday or Sunday. There's a replay at some point Sunday, but I'm not sure when it runs. It's the middle afternoon, I know, because I get assaulted from time to time. I jump in my car and I start driving away and I think, who is that sultry, sexy voice? And then I'm like, ah. Jack. I do recognize that voice.
How you doing?
Yeah, it's a replay that runs on... Do you guys like Radiohead?
I love it. I love this album a lot.
The OK Computer album's the best Radiohead album.
First three albums are really good. Then after that, they got really weird. They go from this one to, like, not even playing music.
What was it? Kid A.
Glitches and, you know.
Yeah. OK Computer was their magnum opus.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Every single song, flawless, perfect.
What happened to them?
They got a little funky.
Yes, they just went off the deep end with weird.
Yeah. They always had that kind of everything's in a minor key and drab and depressing sound.
Yeah.
And then they like took that and then made it to where if you even started trying to listen to it, you just felt like gouging your eyes out. I got good news.
What is it, Baron?
I'm going to downplay it. Just go to Midtown Pete's Kitchen in Montgomery. There's a surprise.
Hey, now.
You'll notice something slightly changed.
Right.
And it will be...
I know what it is. I think I know. I'm just thinking.
Don't say it on there. Just check it out. Head over there when you get a chance.
You'll know when you sit down.
Yeah.
You'll know. Yeah. What the deal is.
You'll know. They got a lot of stuff going on over there at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Really, really great stuff, including next two Thursdays from now, or three Thursdays, I guess, including this one. September 19th, mark your calendars, comedy night. I've been working on material, Dave.
You have?
I've been working on material.
Y'all are the masters of ceremony.
That's right. You want to come out and master with us? We'll have
no,
a big time.
No. We'll have a I big don't time. Master in public. but now...
Something to do behind closed doors, you sicko.
Not even that anymore. Hey, no, I might enter the contest.
Oh, it's not a contest. You want me to put you on the lineup?
Maybe. I know a bunch of jokes.
I know.
Yeah, but do you have a tight five, a tight seven, a tight ten? You know.
I need you to commit, Jack. I'll put you on the lineup.
Oh, I got some standbys that. Yeah.
I'm just saying, can you string them together for, 5 minutes is longer than people think.
Are you kidding?
Jack's been talking for 5 minutes for his whole life.
I mean, okay. That's what, everybody.
Because when you tell one, it reminds you of another, and it reminds you of another, and before long, you're up there 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not saying.
You're up there 10 minutes doing a solid 10 of material.
Just an easy 10 minutes of material.
With just jokes that you know off the top of your head.
Damn right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you can do that, we could probably take you from like here to regional to national pretty quickly.
I mean, doing Vegas.
Because most people that people are like, it's sort of like being a good home cook. My son told me yesterday, he said that I should go to every place that has a good hamburger, like Hamburger King, and I should, tell him what the sauce that I put on these burgers that he wanted. I should tell him about it, and then they'd have the best burger in town. Or I should open my own restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, as these burgers are taking like two times longer than they were supposed to, because I defrosted the stuff late, so there's more water content in it. Won't get that seal on the end, Baron. I'm worried about serving a medium rare. You know what I mean?
I know.
You got to do it consistently.
Every time. No mistakes.
That's the thing.
That's like Midtown.
I'm not saying you can't do it.
Okay. Well,
I'm just saying I want to see it happen.
I made homemade ice cream this weekend.
Hey, now.
With a hand crank or electric?
Electric. Strawberry.
Strawberry?
Strawberry. I would enter this strawberry. I took frozen strawberries,
mm-hmm.
mixed them up in the little fruit bullet, whatever you call that thing.
Nutribullet.
Nutribullet, that's it. Bulleted them up, dumped them in the electric mixer there with some deliciousness, some cream and all that.
Were they custardy, eggy?
I didn't put any egg in it.
Oh, well, then, yeah. So it wasn't yellow at all. It was like real ice cream.
It was icy. Ice cream.
Wasn't custard.
No. God, I'll do custard tonight if you want me to.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Greek barbecue.
Yeah, and?
And they were, it was great, as
always,
usual.
Always.
But they were out of most of the sweets that by the time that I got there. But they have one that has an egg custard type thing on it that I really was hoping that nobody was, because most people are like, all right, I'll get the baklava.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get those sugar cookies.
Sure.
But they were pretty. I mean, by like
those go in a real.
I got there at like 10:30, and they were almost out.
I'm getting a notice that the the lineup may have changed officially.
Oh, Jack's the headliner now.
I can make this lineup happen. Jason Fefe, Nick Morgan, Seth Spotlow, Vernon Moody Jr., and Mr. Jack.
Well, I'm just going to say to all those guys,
Handsome Jack,
you're going to want to put Jack as the headliner, because even if he doesn't have this tight 10 that he thinks he has, he is going to be a hard guy to follow.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to follow Jack.
You're just not going to be able to follow him.
Well, I mean,
you got to put him at the end. Never mind. Does Jack know the jokes have to be family friendly? You might be out, brother.
Oh, well, I definitely am.
You're definitely out?
Who the hell's writing you that?
Well, it's Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It's a family restaurant.
It won't be that night.
It will too be that night. I've told him
it's a school night. Weed the kids out and we'll all have fun.
Jack, you can't get the kids out of a pizza restaurant. It's a pizza restaurant. Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Well, I better just judge then.
It's not a competition. It's just an evening. We're just sitting back, kicking our feet up.
No. Loser gets beat with a sack of doorknobs.
All right. I definitely know.
What do you think about that, Jack?
I'm all for that. I kind of want to participate in that, too.
The doorknob beating?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm saying, it's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be a great night.
Got to bring your A game.
American Airlines passengers turn to shock as a traveler takes a comfort animal. You want to know what this traveler brought on?
I'm going to guess it wasn't a dog.
Hold on, a squirrel.
Not a squirrel, not a dog.
A snake.
Not a snake.
Cockroach.
Not a cockroach. Guys, I'm not kidding you. I have pictures of it.
All right, hold on. Is it furry?
Wait, is it a goat?
It's a mammal.
Is it a goat?
It's not a goat.
Because, I mean, that could work. They got goat yoga.
Not a goat. A miniature horse was brought on as a comfort animal on the flight.
He's
from
just
Chicago,
a little horse. Was this a Shetland pony, Baron?
Well, there's even smaller than Shetland pony.
I mean,
it's a mini horse. There's a picture of the
Why
mini horse.
Why would people get upset about it?
I would refuse to fly with a friggin' horse.
I mean, yeah, that's like getting on a the dang bus to Cartagena in Romancing the Stone, where they got the chickens and the birds and the, you know, the goats and all that. I mean, no, I'm not. And listen, you can house train a dog or a cat. Horses just kind of drop it wherever they want.
They spill their oats where they are.
Everywhere, all the time, constantly.
They're like donuts. You pour it in one side, it just comes out the other.
Stop the madness. No, I think the idea of comfort animals are ludicrous, and I know a girl in Dallas, and I won't name her name, but she carries this little Fifi dog around with it in her purse to restaurants, on airlines, took him to the White House. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
That's a little weird.
Horse was later revealed to be called Flirty, even as its own Twitter and Instagram account.
Yeah, because everywhere that dude goes or that woman goes, people are like, is that a freaking horse with the Red Cross thing over it, you know?
On the Twitter feed, it said, Flirty and I took to the skies yesterday. It was a great experience. I learned a lot. Flirty was fantastic and handled it all like a pro. That being said, I'm going to be traveling by car. It's just easier on Flirty. Flying will be reserved for emergencies and such. It's just too difficult to make sure Flirty doesn't inconvenience other passengers. I would refuse to fly. This whole service animal thing has gotten completely out of control.
That's like the third world, man, where you got these, you know.
I used to laugh about Southwest Airlines going anytime it flew to the valley like Brownsville or Harlingen or Del Rio, any of those little cities on the border, that the Mexicans on the plane would bring chickens. And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, but I don't think that ever happened.
Horse.
But on this one, somebody brought a horse.
A horse is a horse, of course.
My sister, if she gets within like 100 feet of a horse, whole face explodes. She's deathly allergic to horses.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not a horse person.
Not into horses?
Not into horses.
My sister is...
We can't call her horse face.
My sister is decidedly not into horses.
She's anti-horse.
I knew that take would come out at some point. I was waiting on the horse person take. Oh, he's a horse person.
Yeah, well,
it's in the horses.
Little horses.
We had horses when I was growing up.
Hey, was that flying to Jeff Epstein's Island, Baron? Is that the little horse? The underage horse? It's a comedy of errors how this horse ended up on there.
Jeff Epstein had an island next to Pedophile Island called Little Horse Island.
Yeah, Little Horse Island.
Oh, I caught pink eye from a horse once.
Go on.
Is this story family friendly?
I had a horse named Sonny when I was a kid, and he was my horse, and he had pink eye, which white-faced farm animals in the heat will get pink eye from the reflection. You know, they'll get infections in their eyes. And
really?
I caught pink eye from Sonny. But, you know.
It's more family friendly than I'd anticipated. Debbie.
Hi. I actually had in-laws that had a little baby, little horse, miniature horse. It was born up in West Virginia during the snowstorm. Mama had died, so they raised it in the house, and it was potty trained. Yeah. It went outside and everything just like a dog. His name was Lucky. And the little horses are actually, their bone structure is just like a horse, not a pony. So they're definitely different.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it is a little strange that these people are coming up with these kind of animals for their, you know, comfort animals. But did you see the commercial where the young man sitting on the floor with his comfort pony? It didn't look like a miniature horse. It looked like a little miniature pony. But it was, walking out the big dog door, and the other fella comes in with his mug saying, I love Mom. And he looked like he was talking to his child like a mom would.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, so like my...
You haven't seen that commercial yet, have you?
No.
I'm not. Am I the only one that doesn't know the difference between a horse and a pony?
I mean, isn't a pony like a smaller horse?
I don't know. I always thought
a pony is a baby horse.
It's a young horse, right?
Yeah. No, a colt is a young horse. I think a pony is something else, right?
Well, there's a Shetland pony that's like a different breed.
But don't
breed.
Ponies stay small, though, right?
No.
Really?
They grow up to be horses.
I didn't know that. Jackson, no, I'm not a big horse guy. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well, I'm not either, but I mean...
I know this. If that's not right, we're going to get 1,000 calls telling us the difference. And we're going to have to put it on the list, horse and pony. Tom Baudet.
Hey, I got a question about the service animals.
All right.
Real quick, like, does that mean you can still bring hookers on board your airplanes?
Tom Baudet bringing the heat on a Tuesday morning. I appreciate that, sir. I mean, listen, this guy knows his way around, right?
Stormy Daniel is a service animal. I've not.
Well, she was a horse face.
But she was horse face on top of that.
President said so himself. He neighed when he talked. Nay. When he talked about it.
Thought you'd like that.
All right, appreciate it. Stormy Daniels and John Elway both, huh?
Don't you think... Eat an apple through a fence post.
Corn off the cob through a chain link fence.
Right. We'll be back. We're trying to effort whether a pony is just a small horse. We'll be back.
Stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the hour sends Valentine's to my sweet lover and May. Slowly but surely.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Spencer Mann over at Auburn House Wash. Auburn House Wash is taking the River Region by storm, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not seen what these guys are capable of doing, get on their Facebook page, Auburn House Wash. Go to their website, auburnhousewash.com, or just call them, 826-WASH. Now, I know it says Auburn House Wash, but they have a truck dedicated to the River Region. But when you check out these pictures, these before and after pictures, these time-lapse photos, these time-lapse videos, you'll see they can take an old house and make it look brand new. It's unbelievable what Auburn House Wash can do, and the price is supremely affordable. Absolutely, probably 5, 10, 15% what you expect to pay for such a service. 826-WASH on the web, auburnhousewash.com. It's a proprietary low-pressure system. It's not going to damage the mortar and the brick and the trim and the windows. auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH, or check them out on Facebook. Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, forhealthypetsonline.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
As we continue to monitor extremely powerful Dorian near the Florida coast, our weather pattern is quiet for the next several days. Hot day today with a high around 95, heat index near 100, sunshine dry, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday too, high temperatures in the middle 90s each day, rain chances just about zero through the end of the week and the weekend, and we could be in the upper 90s by Sunday. Stay on top of the latest information on Hurricane Dorian by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
All right, guys, welcome back in. I now know. I now know a little something about.
Nobody is going to think that's funny except you.
What?
What you read of.
No. I know something about Nick Morgan, the comedian who will be appearing alongside potentially Jack Campbell.
Big horse guy.
He loves horses. He's into horses. He's I did not know this.
He's going to do his bit from horseback.
I mean, he loves horses. So this will be interesting. We also have a pony expert on the phone. I'm going to go to him in just a moment. He's going to tell us the key differences between horses and ponies. I tried to find that answer during the break, and it didn't work out quite like I expected. Jenkins Tire and Auto, if you have any need whatsoever for tire services.
Even on horse wagons.
Yeah, or any automotive service at all, please go by Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're downtown. They're one block off Madison. Very easy to find. They'll get you to work and back. While they're working on your car. So drop your car off in the morning. They open at 7 o'clock. They can get you safely to work in plenty of time, and they'll get you back to your car in the afternoon if you can't find a ride over there. Jenkins Tire and Auto, tires, routine maintenance, you know, plugs, wires, that kind of stuff, belts, hoses. I don't know a lot about cars, so I'm just naming parts that people talk
that
about.
That I've heard of.
Yeah. But anyway, get by Jenkins Tire and Auto when you get a chance, and you're going to fall in love with them over there, and you're going to thank me for it one day. You're going to call me and say, Baron, I really thank you. This has been a life-changing experience, and I believe it. Get by there when you get a chance. Jenkins Tire and Auto. Downtown, one block off of Madison on the corner of Perry and Jefferson.
I just looked up, and it's 20 of 12.
21, but yeah.
God.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Tempest Fugit.
Yeah, you're telling me. You're telling me. All right. I bring into the program a real horse guy. Guy's into horses, Dave. Loves horses.
Okay.
Who is this?
Yo, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, this is James. Jack, what you're a horse or whatever it was, Sonny. Was it a pony or a horse?
It was a young horse. He was bigger than a pony, but he wasn't a full-grown horse.
Well, a pony is a different animal than a horse. A pony stays small. It'll never get big.
Okay, well, it was a horse. It was a baby horse.
Anyway, that's the difference. A pony will always, it was only going to get a certain height.
Like a Shetland pony.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
And I thought you would know that, having your plantation in South Montgomery County for all those years.
Wow. Well, it wasn't a plantation, and we only had horses for a few years, but... we actually had two horses that lived to be about 30 years old. They were old nags, but I don't know what happened to Sonny. I don't remember.
I'm reading here from Google. The main distinction between ponies and horses is height. Horses usually considered to be an equine that's at least 14.2 hands or 4 feet 10 inches tall. A pony, on the other hand, get it? On the other hand, is an equine less than 14.2 hands. They are the same species, Equus caballus, and come from the same family tree, just one is stunted.
Stunt?
No.
Now, when the 14 hands are measured from the hoof to the back, is that right?
I have no idea.
That's the height, Jack, not the length.
Wait a minute. You sound like an Auburn person.
Hands from the ground to the top.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, not the head.
Well, I meant from the hoof to the back.
Yeah, where you would
but
sit.
But not from the hoof to the top of the head.
No, because they've all been.
Are you sure Sonny was even a horse?
Jack's a big horse guy. He knows horses.
Yeah, he was a horse.
Yeah. You gotta put that S on there.
But he was a young horse when I had him, and you know, he was... he was in growth, but he wasn't as big as the other horses, but not by a whole. I mean, he was pretty close, and he was still growing. That's what I'm trying to say.
Little guy.
He was a little guy.
Into young horses.
Yeah, he was a young horse.
Likes young horses. Big into young horses.
Yeah, but I also know what ponies are.
Thanks for your call.
But now, I'm glad
glad we got that settled. I wouldn't live the rest of my life without knowing that. Lord have mercy. Facebook considering doing away with likes. Could not come a moment too soon.
I know, really.
I feel so much pressure when I'm on Facebook.
I'm not on anymore, apparently. And nobody.
You ever get that resolved?
No, but I hadn't tried.
Why?
I don't know how to do it. I need somebody to help me.
You tried to log in and it just said
you're not
welcome.
Oh, I can log in, but I don't really. There's nothing there.
Someone logged in and deleted all your stuff.
Apparently.
Well, that's a foul joke.
Yeah, I mean, in the old days, I posted a lot of stuff, and I had a long timeline about all, but I hadn't posted anything in a long time, but I still go on there, and I have friend requests, but I just don't. Somebody looked my account up the other day, and there, I think my picture is, but there's nothing there. Huh. And I had a bunch of friends.
I'm looking up Jack Campbell right now. Jack Campbell of the Campbell.
What does it say?
I don't have you.
I guess I'm gone.
Yeah, like I said, I had a friend request from Jack Campbell, but I don't have your old account, which I'd been friends with for,
Jack,
you know, 100
terrifying.
Years.
That's terrifying. Who would steal your people?
I have no idea. I mean, I had, I had about like 3,700 friends.
Maybe they thought you were dead because you were gone for so long. They'll do that. They'll lock your account up.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it would have only been a period of like 3 months. That didn't make me dead. I mean, oh, well. I don't like Facebook anymore. I don't like all the restrictions and what. But I connected with a lot of people that I have not connected with in years and years.
Right.
And I loved it for that reason.
Well, get back on.
Well, I have to rebuild a whole account.
Facebook thinking of doing away with likes. They may soon start hiding likes so that you will see who liked your stuff, but no one else will know. There'll still be a like button.
Yeah.
And it will be viewable to you, but other people won't know. And they're doing this because apparently people who don't get very many likes, or if you put up a picture and you don't
get their feelings hurt?
They get their feelings hurt. What kind of sissies have we raised in this world?
I mean, well, if they're nerds, they're nerds, you know?
If I put a picture up and it got 4 likes or 400 likes, so?
I mean, really.
So? Now, I do feel that pressure, though, particularly on engagement posts, wedding posts, birthday posts, anniversary posts. I feel like if I don't click it and they're looking down, they're going to be like, where's Baron? Why is Baron not like this?
Definitely, especially like when you see like 800 of your friends or whatever.
Yes. And they'll look up there to say 359 likes. I'm like, all right, I like it.
Got to add it to it. Because if you got 359 and yours isn't one of them.
I know.
They're like, wow.
They're like, does Baron hate us? Is he protesting our marriage? Is that why he didn't like my
Yes, name? No, no would be the answer there.
Almost assuredly. The first answer is yes.
The answer is probably yes on the first one, whether we act like we like you or not.
they experimented with this on their Instagram feature not long ago, and they picked some select accounts, I guess, and tested it, and they said they really had a good reaction.
How could they tell?
Well, I think maybe they had then they contacted them and said, hey, do you like it that people can't see how many likes you have or whatever? I mean, I agree with that. Stop putting stuff up that you think is going to get a bunch of likes and just put something up.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Put your stuff up. Don't put it up for your friends. Don't put it up for your neighbors.
I ain't got time to worry about people liking whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know?
I don't know.
You know?
I got you. The only thing I do is I can tell when Facebook has shadow banned something.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll get like 2 likes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, they made sure that didn't show up on people's. Like if it's overly political, it's too Trumpian. Like when I go into full God Emperor mode, I'll get like 2 likes. And I know people love the God Emperor, and I know that they would love to like that if they could see it.
That's right.
They have to come to my page and find it, they're not going to find it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Who's this?
007.
007?
Yes.
Okay, you don't sound as British as I thought you would.
Oh, no. Jack. This is Robert.
Hey, Robert, I knew.
We knew it was
Jack,
you, Robert.
Any time you go 3 months without civilization, 3 months of being seen, you're dead.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, so you were dead. You just wouldn't know, you just didn't start stinking, but you were dead.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll need to die more often.
You said, well, it was only 3 months. 3 months? God, Jack, 3 months without you is like eternity.
I don't know if that's good or bad, Robert.
That's good without Jack, though.
Yeah.
Bye, Jack. I didn't need to say something to you today.
All right, Robert. Thanks, pal.
All right, love you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for eating. All right.
A teenage boy went blind after existing on Pringles, white bread, and french fries.
I saw that.
According to CNN.
Sounds like my son, Owen.
Owen just doesn't want to eat what he doesn't want to eat.
Well, that way when he goes blind, he has a better excuse.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess he went blind because of why the teacher said we would go blind in fourth grade.
Yeah, something else happened here.
Well, my father always said, you go blind if you don't eat carrots. And I said, well, good, I'm going blind. But then I always ate raw carrots. Now I love cooked carrots.
You ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses?
No.
There's a reason why.
Well, Mr. Bunny on Captain Kangaroo, I think, didn't he wear glasses? Mr. Rabbit.
I got tickled, Dave.
I don't know why that was really funny, but it was. I guess because it's true, right?
I've never
Never seen a rabbit wearing glasses.
I'm getting some inside intel on one of the comedians that we... one of the comedians we're going to have.
Yeah?
Some very inside intel. I don't know whether I can share that information with the host. Certainly not going to share it with the audience. But I don't know whether I can share that information with the host or not. I guess I'd have to ask the permission of the person who sent it to me.
Wow.
Very, very inside information. All right. Let's do this. Got one more break to take. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. 12 minutes till the top of the hour. Oh, wow. Look at that. Jack Campbell time. 12 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll be back.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna. Never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me. Rosanna.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just as I thought.
going all right. I found out I'm wrong when I thought I was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
I like Genesis a lot more than I used to.
Yeah?
I've always liked them.
I liked them, but as I got older, I like them more and more.
I can't feel a thing.
I don't know why. A tight bass, I guess. I don't know what it is.
They're a good pop band, man.
Yeah, they're not bad. I don't hate them. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. The Dan Moore Show kicking off in 8 minutes or so. 8 minutes or so. Not before, though, I tell you about our good friends over at New Look Decorating. Goodbye, New Look Decorating. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. Let me just explain something.
Well, I wish you would.
Some of y'all don't have any taste. And I know it. no one I know. So, and if you're listening to me, don't think I was, you know. But some of y'all don't have any taste. And I know this because over my life, I've walked into various people's houses, and I look around and I think, who picked out this color scheme? Who picked out this paint scheme? This is horrible. Who would have done this? You know, don't paint your living room red with black trim. It looks bad. Looks like the devil lives in there. You can avoid these kinds of problems if you go to New Look Decorating because they'll run everything by a designer. They got designers on staff. They got professionals on staff. People that understand. They got Benjamin Moore, the highest quality paints you could possibly imagine. Get by there when you get a chance. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash. Go in there, talk to Brett Lanham and Brian Carr, and you'll understand the difference. You'll understand what I'm talking about. They'll keep your colors on file forever, and they can match anything. Absolutely match anything. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here with you from 9 to noon. I almost downloaded this the other day. I'm glad I didn't. Yeah. You remember the aging app, the face app where it age you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
There's a new one that's got a deep fake movie feature. It's called the ZAO app.
Zao. Is that how it's pronounced?
Totally awesome. Totally awesome. We'll put you into movies, your face. You could be John Travolta. You could be Leonardo DiCaprio. It's really, really cool. Moves your mouth and your eyes and everything just like it. But apparently, this has way, way, way too many red flags for some of these people. As far as the other one just gave them the rights to, like, your picture. This gives them the rights to the new video and the rights to make you into anybody they want to make you into. For any reason without having to tell you. So they could put you on a security camera robbing the BP up there.
Wow.
And, you know, they got a right to do it. You've given them the right to do that. This deepfake technology scares the hell out of me. There will be innocent people going to prison. I promise you. Innocent people will go to prison because of this deepfake technology. And I don't know how long
That's
they've
crazy.
Had it.
Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how long they've had it. That's the thing. You know, they've always been able to deepfake voices. Always been able to deepfake voices. But now they're doing it, every one of us, because we talk so much on the radio.
Oh, they can have us saying anything.
Yeah, I mean, don't you ever believe of me on the on a recording. Because if Dave and Jack and I are in there plotting the murder of some high-level, you know, person somewhere, that's fake. Because we would never do that. Right, guys? Right, guys?
Right. Of course not. We wouldn't.
Yeah, right? No, we'd never do that, right? Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Okay. We wouldn't do that.
Shoo! Didn't know which way you guys were going to go with that. You know, you got to know. You got to know. But it's a really cool thing. I really was tempted to do it because I'd love to see myself in some of these movies.
Right. Definitely.
Twitter user Alan Via showed an example of a clip he made with his face replacing Leonardo DiCaprio's in a number of scenes from his hit films. Man, I'm worried about giving somebody the right to my face. Like, to move it and to make videos out of it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have a picture. You know, you don't make a stock photo of me and try to sell some bubble gum or something, whatever.
Hey, good luck.
You know what there was one lady, she did one of these apps where they take your permission, they can use your ad. Well, they used her stock photo on an internet porn site, and she couldn't do anything about it. Like, she tried to get them to take it down. They were like, no, we own it.
Jeez.
We bought it from somebody you gave permission to use it. So, like, she was a cute girl or whatever, and they were like, you know, find cute singles near you or whatever, and it was her picture. One of the ghettoest things I've ever seen in my entire life. I hope nobody in our audience donated.
Besides your backyard.
A reporter from Michigan is moving. He's from Alpena, Michigan. He took a job at WHNT in Huntsville. Good-looking guy, nice guy. I'm sure he's a great reporter. But he's on GoFundMe trying to raise $3,000 to help him move to Alabama so that he can take the reporter job at WHNT in Huntsville.
What's wrong with that?
Save your own damn money so you can move.
Why?
I mean, because if you don't want to be in Alpena, Michigan for the rest of your life, assume you might get a job somewhere else.
Maybe he just wants to spend OPM, man.
Maybe they don't pay him much money in Alpena.
They might not, but I mean, save $100 a month. Save $50 a month. For long, you can move.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, you with your, you know, five jobs and your seven kids. It's easy for you to say,
yeah,
save
like
money.
Yeah, Jamaican.
You know, you just save money. You're a money-saving machine,
you
right, Baron?
You are.
Me too. I mean, I just, there's hordes of money that I can save,
you know,
right?
How many millions of dollars I have stacked around? I sit on the money.
Yeah, I mean.
I had a couch, but I didn't even want to put my, we just sit on the money now.
Yeah, I mean, Baron can be tight with a dime and still hemorrhage money, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Holy mackerel.
You know, if the guy can raise some money, what the heck?
I got a list here of what age people get married around the world. Italy leads the way. 35 years old for the average male getting married in Italy. 23.7 in Malawi. There's one weird country. They're all kind of within close rounds, two or three years of each other, like 35 and 32 in Italy, 34 and 32 in the Netherlands, 34 and 32 in Germany. To begin with, y'all need to get married earlier.
Yes.
That's too late. United States, 29 or 30 and 28, right in there. Then you go to Guyana. This is the only reason I printed this story.
Well,
Guyana, the average male is 32. The average female, 20. That's weird to me.
Why is that weird?
Because every other one's like a 2-year gap, and then you go to Guyana, it's a 12-year gap.
Now you know why Jim Jones wanted to have his thing, his compound there, you know?
Yeah.
Bunch of 20-year-old girls ready to marry?
I guess so.
Senegal, 22.
There used to be more women there, but they drank the poison.
Yeah. Oldest brides live in Ireland, 32.4 years.
Well, look at what's her name.
Who?
Boyle. Who? Was she from Ireland?
Susan Boyle?
Jack.
She's Scottish.
You talking about the ugly girl who sang on the TV?
Yeah, she wowed everybody. But
wasn't she famous for being ugly? Wasn't
that like her stick? Yeah, people were like, you're not going to believe. When she opens her mouth, it's like, ugly people have talent. It was shocking to everybody, you know? Look at this uggo. She's fat. She's dumpy. Looks like she makes a good, what do you call it? Shepherd's pie for you, you know? With a pint of lager. But hey, the broad can sing, you know? We were all shocked. We had no idea.
What's funny is we all know her name precisely because she's ugly.
I mean,
if she wasn't even that great of a singer, if she was just of average looks, right, you would have never heard of this woman.
She was a very good singer. I don't care what you say.
I mean, not that every that she'd be a household name 15 years later. You know what I mean? She's not that good. She's not Whitney Houston good.
She's, like when one of these broads from Fox News gets up there and you think she's just going to belt out the national anthem like Whitney Houston, but Susan Boyle, I mean, if it's above a croak, we're all happy, right?
I think there was a lot of expectations games there. People were expecting Susan Boyle to be like, well, there I was, wandering down the river.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That was horrible.
Auburn housewife taking $200 off.